preview of the Roster Doctors. What's up, Jim? He's Craig. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing really good, buddy. We are about halfway through the fantasy regular season in a lot of leagues, and it's a good time. We're going to talk about it, about seeing where you're at. I know we've talked about it for the last couple weeks. Seeing where you're at, seeing what you can improve on, and if you need the bottom, if you're near the bottom of the league, what you can do to get back on track. I mean, there's still time.
It's
going into week 7.
Yeah.
But you don't want to slack. You don't want slack anymore.
Right.
If your team's slacking, you got to pick up the pace a little bit.
Yeah. I was helped out very much this week.
Yeah.
Good performances all the way around. So I was fairly pleased.
What's the worst loss you can have in fantasy?
Right now?
I'm just saying in general.
Are you talking overall or just right now? I mean, me personally.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying in general. We both play fantasy for quite a while. But what's the stinging loss that you remember that you're like, ouch? I mean, because you can make. I mean, there's a bunch of different ways to lose in fantasy.
Yeah.
You can have a guy on your bench that you didn't think was going to do anything that had an all world game. You know, that stings. But you obviously made the decision that you were going to start another guy over him. You had a feeling going into that matchup was a better matchup.
The ones that always sting the most are the ones where I lose by less than like 7.
That's what happened to me.
Oh.
I lost by a point to a team.
Oh, man.
I'd rather get blown out, but yeah. 115, 114 in the one league that I'm in, it stings. And it's to the commish, too,
yeah. Which
is a really good guy. But 115, 114, and there's no better lineup I could have put in there.
Mm-hmm. Right. You were at the max, and you were just kind of hoping some things broke your way. And
I had the Marlon Mack bye, so I was down a running back.
Right.
And also was down Allen Robinson, one of my top three receivers. So I put in but it didn't matter because I put up 5 points. And yeah, 115, 114.
It doesn't matter. They're dead to me now.
Yeah. It was Sanu, who we talked about. Had back to back weeks, so they were throwing the ball over the field.
Yeah.
He is the number two receiver for the Falcons, yeah. and then he got me a whopping 5 points.
This week was the off week for him.
Yeah. Yeah, the first week I put him in the lineup.
Of course.
And by the way, you know how CVS does, it generates its own newsletter.
It's on a little report card,
and they had to make sure that in this first start that he got me a whopping 5 points. Yes. That's the worst way to me to lose is when you put out the best roster you could and you still end up losing by a single point to the commish of all people.
It's funny that I say that the ones that sting the most are the ones where you lose by 7 or less.
Yeah.
I actually won by 3 in one of my contests.
So the other guy's not.
Yeah, it's the other guy's number. But I mean, I've lost, and this was a couple years ago, but I've lost a matchup by 0.2 of a point. That one stung.
See, I've never done a league that had the quarter points or the half points or whatever like that. I've never done that. I'll take that back.
It just kind of happens with the one league
that we played in, the radio league that we played in, they did it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I have, but it's still.
Yeah, and
that would even hurt if I lost by half a point.
Yeah, the one that it was actually 2.9 points that I won by. It was the league here in the building.
Okay.
That I'm in. Yeah, 128 to 125.1.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Not even a full point.
Right.
It's like a radio station, 125.1.
125.1, the bounce.
We'll be bouncing all around fantasy football. Of course, if you want to get a hold of us, you can check us out on Twitter at RosterDocsWSBT. And week 6 is over. As we mentioned, week 7 is upon us and things are kind of shaking out. Some trends that are starting to develop that is also affecting fantasy. For one, the Chiefs and Cowboys are having scoring issues.
Yes.
And picking up wins. And it's affecting some big-time fantasy players. Now, you did get Tariq back, and Tariq Hill did have an amazing catch for a touchdown. But Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce aren't being the productive fantasy guys that we expected week in and week out, and that we got early on in the season.
Right. Travis Kelce has been a ghost.
Yeah, last couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, he's really just been a ghost.
Yeah, I mean, they're just not right. Something's just not right with that team.
It was like this was supposed to be his time. That 5 weeks without Tyreek Hill was supposed to be Travis Kelce time.
And it hasn't been the last couple, at least.
Yeah.
You knew that game was going to be a little bit of a shootout with Houston on Sunday. That was the game I was looking most forward to because I have Deshaun Watson and I started Carlos Hyde.
Right.
But, there's something going on with the Chiefs. They're just not moving. I mean, they're still moving the football, but they're just a little off.
Yeah, there's something similar with Houston, I think. Because last week you had Will Fuller have the week of all weeks.
Right.
And this week, he couldn't keep his hands on the ball.
Yeah.
Like, it was just going through his hands. DeAndre Hopkins hasn't really produced, like, the level that he's been able to in the past.
But, you know, Will is feast or famine anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, normally it's...
Yeah.
Normally it's availability.
Yeah. Normally it's health.
Yeah, yeah. But it's... And the Cowboys, other team, too, that...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Elliott's still kind of getting it done.
Kind of.
And you're seeing... It's just not... they lost... They lost at home to the Jets, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, they were on the road. They were in New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, still, they lost.
They still lost to
the
Jets.
Sam Darnold, which we said, okay, and we'll say it again later on the show, Sam Darnold, pick him up because they're going to be playing from behind a lot.
Yeah.
But this wasn't necessarily a favorable matchup for him. Man, was I wrong.
He looked like a world beater, man. Looked like a world beater out there. This is a guy who was at risk of his spleen exploding all over the place because of mono.
Yeah.
And first game back, goes out and puts up a really impressive outing against the Cowboys.
No doubt. And we'll get all of that a little bit later on. But on the Cowboys side, the quarterback's not right.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott's just, I mean, he was all world the first 3 weeks of fantasy. The last two... Not so much. Not looking like the guy that was playing for that $30 million a year contract.
Yeah.
Of course, they weren't playing the best team. So now the other thing is, was it because they were playing up because the teams they were playing weren't that good?
Right.
Because now they face the Packers, and the Jets' defense was not slouches.
No. No, the Jets always come to play on the defensive side of the ball. Jamal Adams is always going to be there.
But you're hurting. But if you were riding the Dak Prescott wave the first 3 weeks, that wave has crashed.
Yeah.
On the beach.
Crashed hard.
Oh, man.
You know what hurts to say?
What's that?
OBJ is a wide receiver too.
He might be three status right now.
He might be three, yeah. I'll put him down to two, definitely. He got 100 yards,
yeah.
But I mean, it was consistent. It was a struggle to get to that 100 yards. Even
you have to start him because of who he is.
Yeah, the upside far outweighs anything that won't happen.
But I will say this. This thing was going to go bad. I said it before the season. Yeah. It was too much pressure, and a couple of losses, and now it's snowballed. It's bad. They needed this bye week.
Yeah, it's not just him, though. I mean, Landry hasn't really gotten it going.
And he got hurt.
Nick Chubb has definitely gotten it going.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb has been good. But, I mean, like, outside of Nick Chubb, that Browns offense, which was supposed to be, you know— King of the world, world beaters.
On paper.
Yeah.
On paper, they're the paper champions.
On paper, they're great. On paper, that's Hall of Fame, man.
Yeah, they're going to Super Bowl on paper.
When the NFL does the top 100 paper teams, man, they are going to be up in the top five.
Right there.
But.
Yeah, it's bad. But there are also some guys that, you know, we didn't even talk about before the season that because of one circumstance or another, like Auden Tate, we wouldn't have mentioned him in our preview shows.
Right.
He wasn't on the radar.
Right.
But he's, because of situations where everybody's gotten hurt, Auden Tate's getting all these targets right now for a Cincinnati team that, look, They're not winning, but nope. They're throwing the football all over the field.
Yeah. They're playing into that whole prescription of, A, they're playing from behind.
Yes.
Because, whew, that's a bad team.
Yes.
But, B, it's increasing Andy Dalton's value as a fantasy quarterback.
Which you never
would have thought of.
Again, another guy that minimal fantasy value going into the season.
Yeah.
If we mentioned him in our quarterback preview show, it was only because I was turning the page to get to another quarterback.
It was filler that I forgot to cut out, actually.
And then, he's putting it up every week, even though they're not winning games.
Right.
He's putting up decent numbers. But again, we also just... trends that are starting to come to fruition as, again, we're at the halfway point of the fantasy football season.
Of course, the Falcons are driving us both crazy.
But you know what?
And it pays off.
Yeah, Matt Ryan's getting it done again. Again, coming out of last season, who would have thought going into the season where a guy you picked up off the waiver wire ended up being the number two fantasy quarterback. And now he's doing it again.
Yeah.
And you don't know who he's throwing to every week, but he's throwing the football a lot.
One of my teams, I had Julio, Sanu, and Austin Hooper.
Yeah.
All starting.
Okay.
Worked out 2 out of 3. Worked out great 2 out of 3.
You just don't know from one week to another which two he's going to go to. So,
And that was the sort of situation where, bye weeks kind of forced me into that. I was like, oh wow, I'm doing this, aren't I?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it until like halfway through the first quarter on Sunday.
It's like, this is working.
Yeah, but it's like, I was like, hey, okay, all right. I'm gonna luck out on this.
We're gonna ride this out. We're gonna ride it.
Luck out. Gonna luck out.
No doubt. Another thing we always try to bring to your attention is the bye weeks. And going into this week, the Panthers, the Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are all on byes. That means that Christian McCaffrey, who I've ridden all season, is out.
Right.
Nick Chubb, OBJ, Jarvis Landry, Juju Smith-Schuster, Mike Evans, welcome back to the league. They're all out next week. Week 8 buys, looking ahead, the Ravens and the Cowboys, and Week 9 buys, Atlanta, Cincy, New Orleans, and the LA Rams. So, gotta be prepared, especially if you have, if you're gonna be missing a Nick Chubb this week or Juju, who didn't do anything last week because of Hodges being a starting quarterback. That didn't surprise me that Juju didn't get anything.
Right.
But again, Christian McCaffrey is a big loss.
James Conner sure paid off, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. We'd get into that in thrills and kills. Again, guys, there are some players out there that are underperforming, like OBJ, that you can still make trades for. And not give up the farm right now.
Right.
You may perceive him in one way as he could have that great second half, whereas a guy that owns him is just frustrated right now.
Yeah, guy who owns him right now is going, that bum.
Or like a Keenan Allen coming off a bad week.
Yeah.
But you know that he was a thrill 2 weeks ago.
Right.
We talked about it. Well, actually, just last week. You can go and actually get a decent give up something to get a guy that is still going to be productive for you in fantasy if you have that need at wide receiver.
And plus, we're at that point where as we approach teams' bye weeks, there's going to be some slop out there.
Yeah, exactly.
And typically when that happens, that team goes on the bye week, and then the following week, oh, look, they're right back to normal.
They're fresh.
Yeah.
They're fresh. And I can't wait to see one team in Chicago that's coming off a bye week.
Yeah.
And see what they do to try to right the ship.
Right.
Because their offensive line has been absolutely horrendous, to say the least.
Yeah, Kyle Long going on IR doesn't help either.
He looks done to me.
Yeah.
He's tried to piece it together.
Yeah.
Love Kyle Long. He's going to be a lifelong Bear, but not for the reasons that we thought. He went to the Pro Bowl, three, four times.
Right.
But he just never got right he's trying to get it out like his dad did, like his brother did. So, his dad was Iron Man with the Raiders.
Yeah.
And they grew up in that household,
Oh, yeah.
And he just physically cannot do it anymore.
Yeah.
It's sad to see. No doubt, because when he was out there, he was a stud.
Yeah,
when he was healthy.
Absolutely.
It's time to get the thrills and kills, and we have a lot of them on both sides. It's not the all-world team that we had last week, but there are definitely some guys that produce for you and some guys that you're like, what the heck is happening to this dude?
On the NFL 100 all-world fantasy bus, that team last week is going to be... is going to be top five.
No doubt. Not so bad this week. First guy that thrilled you, though, you've been waiting for him to break out. They've had issues at quarterback. They're finally on the right page, and Stephon Diggs came to play.
Mm-hmm.
You've been having to start him every week. And finally, in week six, he got it done. 11 targets, 7 receptions, 167 yards, 3 touchdowns. It was the 8th best performance of any fantasy player so far this season. You have to start him each week, like as I mentioned. Now he has coming up at Detroit, Washington at home, and at KC. So you could see Stephon Diggs finally come back to the player you expected him to be. And like I said, he has some favorable matchups coming up in the next 3 contests that could put Stephon Diggs back on track fantasy-wise after a great performance this past weekend.
He finished that game with over 40 points in every fantasy football format.
Gotta love it.
Over 40 points. That's incredible.
Gotta love it. Him getting in the end zone 3 times, you're loving life because those same guys have struggled. I mean, you probably got to the point of, do I put Stephon Diggs in the lineup?
Yeah.
Even leave him in the lineup because, you know, they're running the football so much. Adam Thielen's getting whatever passing touchdowns they're actually getting. But now Stephon is back to being a formidable force, and you can put him in there, like I said, for the next 3 matchups at Detroit, Washington, and at KC coming up. Stephon Diggs, week 6. Absolutely thrilled you, baby.
Show me the money!
Is it a surprise that that Tyreek Hill is making this list? You know, for his first game back anyway?
Yeah, he had an amazing catch.
Yeah.
Defender in front of him, defender behind him. And you're like, oh, yeah,
dude,
there he is.
Defending him was 6'4".
I know. It didn't matter.
Didn't matter. He's still coming down with it.
Okay, I know you have this love fest with the first kill of the week, but he was terrible.
Dreadful. Dreadful. Gardner.
Gardner Minshew.
Beowulf.
14 of 29.
Minshew.
Just 162 yards passing, no touchdowns, and an interception to go with it. The first time, though, he's failed to put up at least 18 fantasy points since he became the starting quarterback. That's the bad news, that he killed you.
Yeah.
The good news is he has Cincy at Cincy, the Jets, and Houston coming up. So he could get back on track. But unfortunately, he's your first kill of the week. Gardner, Beowulf / Baby Wolf, Minshew killed you in week 6.
No!
Man, that's... Oh.
I know.
Watch it, like...
Not even worthy of his own soundtrack this week.
No, he's not. Like, if anything, it should be interrupted by bullet shots, by gunshots.
That's right. That's a silver bullet.
Yeah, I would put them in if I wasn't sure that the Humane Society would come after us.
No doubt. Back to thrills. You mentioned him at the top of the show, Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
30 of 36, 356 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. He has thrown for Jim 300 plus yards in all 6 games this year. And, oh, by the way, also thrown at least touchdowns in 4 of those 6 games already. He is tearing it up for you in fantasy. They haven't been able to run the football. They've been in a lot of shootouts. Matt Ryan is not turning the football over, though. He is getting it done and has the Rams, Seattle, and the dreaded bye coming up. But from here, you got to keep putting him in there.
Oh, absolutely.
Every week.
He's one of my starters. And, I mean, there's no reason for me not to start the guy, barring, you know, some horrible injury.
Or like...
Where's wood?
Your wife...
Knocking on wood!
Your Wi-Fi goes down or something like that, and you're just messing around with your light up, like right before 1 o'clock.
You're stuck with Phil Rivers.
That'd be the only way you would not keep Matt Ryan, because, again, he's thrilling you all season long, and including in week 6.
Yeah, he's been great.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
This is a couples kill right here. Couples kill, ladies and gentlemen. Charger backfield of Melvin Gordon, 8 rushes, 18 yards, 3 receptions, 30 yards on 4 targets. And Austin Eckler, his partner in crime, 5 rushes, just 14 yards, 3 receptions, 14 yards, 4 targets.
Ugh.
Tough game for them both. The Steelers shut them both down.
Yeah.
And their upcoming schedule is brutal. At Tennessee, at Chicago, and Green Bay. Good luck, Melvin Gordon and Austin Eckler owners. This could be a tough stretch for both of you guys. Because unless you have them both,
right.
I mean, usually it's divided. You have one or the other. We do have to say we have a listener that reached out to us, Bowlby. I like this matchup better. I told him to go with Austin Eckler. Bowlby, I apologize. I will apologize for that one. I really thought it was a better matchup because this other one was Lindsey, Philip Lindsey.
Yeah.
And I just felt Eckler was going to have the better game.
Right.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Meantime, hello this week because of the Steelers bye instead of James Conner. Hello, my backfield of A. Philip Lindsey and Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, yeah. So I see Carlos, like I said, I wrote him. He had a nice touchdown, which I needed. Yeah, both of those guys thrilled you to no end. Yeah, well, I mean, they didn't. Neither one got over 100 yards. But if you have them in as filler.
If they're flex guys for you?
Yes.
They're doing great.
Mm-hmm, without a doubt. And since you, in that same breath, James Conner thrilled you this week.
Yeah.
Finally, primarily because they had to start their third-string quarterback, Hodges, out there. But here's James Conner's numbers. 16 rushes, 41 yards, a touchdown, 7 receptions, 78 yards, a touchdown, 7 targets. So he caught all his targets, got 2 touchdowns. It's been tough sledding for him so far. But again, they had to lean on him with a third-string quarterback, and moving forward, could do well. Bye week this week, then the Colts, Rams in Pittsburgh, and he's going to get his touches, even when Mason Rudolph comes back, because they got to go back to James Conner, because not a lot of things are working right now for the Steelers on offense. But if they can get him going, they can move everything through that.
Do you take the risk with Hodges at quarterback?
No.
Or do you,
no.
Yeah.
No. You hope for Mason to come back, but no, I'm not trusting. I'm not trusting third string Hodges right now. But I'm trusting Conner, especially in Week 6, because he throws you.
Show me the money.
You know all those comparisons. Oh, he's no Le'Veon Bell. He looked like Le'Veon Bell Sunday night.
Yes, indeed. This is the kill of the year for people to actually bought into the.
None of the guys last week were.
No, this is. Well, this guy's a two timer now. Matter of fact,
oh.
He was on last week's list.
Oh.
And if you bought into all the hype, preseason, and you drafted this guy as your number one quarterback, you are hurting right now because Baker Mayfield. Yeah, he did have 249 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Whoa.
He now has 11 picks in just 6 games. He has a much-needed bye week this week. It is much-needed for you as the fantasy owner of Baker Mayfield to finally be able to say, I am not playing him because I can't play him.
Why? I'm trying to figure out why anybody would have went that route.
Because he bought in
buying into the hype.
That's exactly it. They bought into ESPN hype on a guy saying, on paper.
Again. Paper champions.
Yeah, and think about it like this. After he's all healthy and everything else and fresh off doing a bunch of commercials he's going to do during the bye week, they travel to Foxborough in Week 8 to take on the Patriots.
That's going to be
one of the best fantasy team defenses in the world right now.
That's going to be a televised murder.
Yes, but he's going to be able to cut the grass during the commercials, and he's going to be cleaning up the grass on the field during the game in Foxborough.
Yeah, it's all going to be stuck to him.
Because he is killing you.
Oof.
And did it again in Week 6.
No!
Here's a thrill. Again, if you're riding this wave, and we have to bring it up again, you're riding the Mike Evans wave. Man, he crashed and burned for you in Week 5. Week 6. 9 receptions on 17 targets. 96 yards. Feast or famine with Mike Evans owners. You have to keep putting out there. He's another one of those guys you drafted as your wide receiver 1. And every other week, it seems there's a pattern. He's thrilling you like he did this week, and then next week, watch him.
Is it like the odd weeks that he's terrible and the even weeks that he's good, or is it, you know, divisible by three?
Okay, let's do this.
What's the trend here?
Here's the trend. And I'm going to relate this to, because we're the same age, I'm going to relate this to old school rap.
Okay.
You bought every other LL Cool J album. because whenever there's a good one, like Mama Said Knock You Out, you know a horrible one was coming out after that. Pink Cookies in a Plastic Bag. That's the Mike Evans world. Every other week, you have to start Mike Evans. But you have to leave him out there. But you know next week, he's going to crash. He's LL. He is LL in prime LL.
This is the finest analogy that you have ever given.
Every other album, LL in his prime, was just genius.
Yeah.
And look, the first double album ever in rap history was Walk with the Panther. The first album of that double album was great. The second one, you could have just thrown it out.
Yeah.
You paid for two, but you only needed one.
Yeah, you could have just thrown that thing in a wood chipper.
But then after that, because that was a bad album, even though it was a double album, Mama Said Knock You Out. Yeah. Hit after hit after hit. That's Mike Evans.
That's the
2019.
I am blown away by how good that analogy is.
But for this week,
that is amazing.
He thrilled you. He absolutely thrilled you.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Joe Mixon, however,
did not.
10 rushes.
He is the pink cookies in a plastic bag.
Yes, yes. 10 rushing yards. 2 receptions, 29 yards. Probably a second round, third round pick for you in a lot of drafts. Because he is coming off a 1,000-yard season.
Yeah.
Joe Mixon is not getting it done. And there's no signs of life that since he is going to get their running game going, which means that Joe Mixon is not going to do anything for you, but you have to keep on.
Yeah.
Do you? I mean, at this point, really, with this guy, this is not Mike Evans. This is not Mike Evans and the Bruce Arians offense.
Right.
I mean, you have buyer's remorse on Joe Mixon right now.
Yeah.
But you may just have to bench him until further notice, right?
Are you able to get anything for him in a trade, or are you able to find anything better than him on the waiver?
If somebody offers you a trade for Joe Mixon, you say yes.
Yeah, absolutely. even if it's somebody worse than Joe Mixon.
Don't even look at who you're getting back, Joe. Yes. Just accept. Just click accept.
Joe Mixon for Luke Falk? Got it.
He's killing you. He's absolutely killing you, and he did it again in week 6.
You big dummy.
Here's another couples. It's a couples dance.
All right.
It's Robbie Anderson. Robbie Anderson, we said this last week, that when Sam Darnold comes back, that's his favorite target.
Mm-hmm.
8 targets, 5 catches, 125 yards, a touchdown. Not just a touchdown, the longest touchdown from scrimmage of the entire season. A 93-yard catch against the Cowboys. Robbie Anderson is going to thrill you because the Jets are going to continue to play from behind. And he's going to keep on catching the football.
Yeah, and that pass was pretty, too. He just dropped that thing in.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Just dropped it in.
And the biggest upset so far of the year when they took out Dallas. And, oh, by the way, they're going to be playing from behind at some point coming up. They have New England. Then they're at Jacksonville, at Miami. So Jets will be playing from behind a lot, except for in the Miami game where they're already up by 2 touchdowns. But you got to keep playing. Robbie Anderson, because he's going to continue to thrill you. He's just going to do it.
Speaking of the Dolphins, what's their bye week? Have they had their bye week already?
Every week has been a bye week for them.
Well, I mean, officially,
I have to look back. I have the bye week somewhere. Oh, it's on my page 1.
Oh, okay.
I don't have theirs, buddy. We'll look it up, though. We'll look it up. Jared Goff is killing you guys, and he's to the point
that's
where
another guy.
He's he's not playable. He is simply not playable right now. Defensive coordinators in the league have caught up to the Rams' offense. They have had two full off seasons to work on it. And Jared Goff, 13 to 24, 78 yards. They were 0 for 9 on third down. Mm. 0 for 9 for a team that went to the Super Bowl earlier this year. The Rams got pasted by the Niners. I mean, Jared Goff's numbers, he has 7 touchdowns, 7 interceptions on the season through 6 games. We know Ty Gurley is hurt, but that is not the reason why Jared Goff, who's the number one overall pick a few years ago, who just got new paper, should be looking this bad. They should still be able to rely on this guy to carry this offense, regardless of the fact that Ty Gurley is out. It does affect some things they do as far as the running game, but he should not have 78 yards passing as a quarterback that just got new paper.
Especially in this league.
Exactly.
I mean, especially the way that the NFL is set up now to where it's a quarterback league.
It's a passing league.
It's a passing league. I mean, everybody's going back to pass on every down.
Yeah.
78 yards. Now, that said, I'm ready to call the Niners legit.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
They're not getting the play that they should. Yeah. I mean, on defense, they're
that defense is
They're hawking offenses.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not seeing hardly any receivers run wide open against that defense.
Yeah.
I mean, they are thriving right now. So, yeah. But along with this Jared Goff kill, you have to couple that with Cooper Kupp. I mean, because he's not getting in the football. He got 4 of his 6 targets for just 17 yards. But Jared Goff and Cooper Kupp, both of them, couples dance, both of them should have sat this one out. They basically did in week 6, and both of them killed you. No! Back to thrills. We got a couple more, and then we're gonna move on. Thrilling you in week 6, and we hope you can continue to do it. Is Devontae Freeman, 88 yards rushing, 3 receptions, 30 yards, 2 touchdowns. Finally, Devontae Freeman is getting it done. And yeah, there's been talk of picking up Edo Smith because of the struggles that Dante Freeman has had. But as we said earlier, Matt Ryan is throwing the football over the field, and it's Freeman who has more targets, Jim, than Edo Smith. 29 to just 14 for Edo. So he's getting the ball thrown his direction. So you have to keep putting Devontae Freeman in your lineup every week and hope for the best. Because, again, he got 3 receptions, 30 yards, 2 touchdowns. We expect him to do more in the passing game when they're not getting the running game going.
Edo Smith has been a ghost for me. I've actually got him on one of my teams, and it's just...
But none of them. I mean,
I haven't missed them when I haven't played them.
Right.
You know, even on weeks where I've lost.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, well, Edo Smith wasn't the reason. So.
I guess he can go to bed. He can go to bed knowing that he did not kill you.
Yeah.
Because he was already on your bench.
He was already on my bench, and he hasn't given me any reason to start him. So. Yeah.
Devontae Freeman, he throws you at least this week.
Show me the money!
Update on the Dolphins' schedule.
Yes.
They came back from the bye week last week.
Okay, so they're done with the bye.
Yeah, they have done the bye. They still lost to the bye week by 3.
Ugh, terrible. That team is terrible. Terrible. Not even worth watching. I was like, and then when it was Redskins, Dolphins, that was unwatchable. Sorry.
I feel
bad for the commentators.
How low on the commentator? That's where you find out where you rank.
Yes.
Where your announced team ranks on the network roster is when you're having to call Redskins Dolphins.
The good thing is you're flying you into Miami.
Yeah.
The bad thing is you're calling winless the Redskins winless Dolphins. Good luck with that. 17-16.
Oh.
One more kill, and he hasn't absolutely killed you. It's just more because the offense is off track. But Zach Ertz, he did have 9 targets, 54 yards. It's just not the usual Zach Ertz numbers that we're used to seeing. Now, he also had a fumble last week as well. It's just the Philly Eagles offense is just off right now. He does lead tight ends with 54 targets through the first 6 weeks, and he has 33 catches, which is 4th for tight ends through the first 6 weeks, and 366 yards, which is 5th for tight ends. Mm-hmm. He's getting the looks, and his numbers will be better. However, Zach Ertz is the number two, number three tight end in this league. And although his numbers are right on pace or where they should be as far as targets and such, he really needs to have his numbers closer to number two or number one in some of these statistics where he's four or five. Now, he'll get there, but it's also because the offense just is off kilter right now.
Yeah, that should be a much better team than it is.
Yeah.
Something's off.
Yeah, it is.
You can't put your finger on it. Some of it has had to do with some play calling. I've sat there watching some Eagles games and gone, I'm not sure I would have done that. There's some blame to go all the way around. So, and it's not all on Zach Ertz.
No doubt, no doubt. So it's not an absolute kill, but it's a kill. It's a kill with the incomplete.
Yeah. We're still grading.
You big dummy.
We're going to switch over to the waiver wire. Here are some guys that could be out there for you that can help benefit your team as you're trying to get back on track or try to shore up your lineup through the midway through the season. You know, we already mentioned some of the bye weeks that are coming up. We start off with the kid that we mentioned earlier in the show, Sam Darnold. He's back healthy, and he looked pretty darn good last week. He's now allowed to kiss any woman he wants to on the subway in New York City. Because if he can come back from that and play that well.
That comes with a mighty large warning.
No doubt about it.
Big asterisk.
Week 6, 23 of 32, 338 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick. Like I said, the 92-yard touchdown pass to Robbie Anderson. Also, Jameson Crowder. Yeah. We're coupling all of them in this waiver acquisition. If you can get you a Sam Darnold, fine. Put him on your bench. Maybe even start him, because I'll mention who he's got coming up. He could be a nice starting quarterback for you down the stretch. Jameson Crowder, Robbie Anderson, those guys are out there. Go out and get one. Jameson Crowder, 9 targets, 6 catches, 95 yards. Coming up for Sam Darnold and the Jets, they had the Patriots this week, Jaguars. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you the Sam Darnold that may take you into the playoffs.
Hey!
You ready for this, buddy?
Uh-huh.
Dolphins, Giants, Skins, Raiders,
oh my God.
Bengals, Dolphins again.
Oh, my
get
God.
Get you some Jets.
Get you some Sam Darnold. Get you some Robbie Anderson. Get you some Jameson Crowder.
Let me say this again. Week 7, Patriots, tough matchup. Jaguars,
wow.
Tough matchup. But then, soft schedule.
That is, oh, wow.
Dolphins, Giants, Skins, Raiders, Bengals, Dolphins again. It's a Dolphin sandwich of love for fantasy.
You get the Dolphins twice in that poo-poo platter. Wow.
Get you a Sam Darnold. He starts off our waiver wire this week. Also, go out and get his two favorite targets, Robbie Anderson and James Crowder.
Holy.
Jameson Crowder.
Wow, that is. Wow.
Yes, that's a gift that may keep on giving. You can pick him up for cheap right now on your waiver wire.
The Jets may play themselves into the actual playoffs during that stretch.
We'll see. Another guy on the waiver wire you may want to pay attention to is Alexander Mattison. 14 carries, 63 yards in week 6. And he's handcuffed to Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
The Vikings are a running football team. Yeah, I know. I mentioned Stephon Diggs and what he did in week 6. But they are the principal that they're trying to run the football a lot. Dalvin Cook is on pace for 362 touches this season. That is a lot. Mattison is the guy backing him up to make sure he doesn't get to quite 362 touches.
Yeah.
Mattison is owned in 55% of CVS leagues, which means that 45% of CVS leagues, he's still available.
Yeah.
But he's getting production at least as a flex for you.
Yeah.
So go out and get one. If you need a flex player that you know is going to touch the football 13, 14 times a game.
Two-part question. Do you think Dalvin Cook gets to that 362 mark?
No, because he hasn't made it through a 16-game mark yet in his career.
And two, remember when we laughed at Le'Veon Bell for saying that he wanted to touch the ball 400 times?
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook may very well touch it close to 400 times.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think, like I said, Madison's there to spell him.
Every team in that division, first of all, has a winning record.
Yeah.
And so you're probably going to get two, maybe even three of those teams in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Two probably.
Two probably. Yeah. But three, Possible. Right just, now, anyway.
They're going to knock each other off, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they do play each other. Yeah.
There's going to be a Week 17, you know, like if the Vikings have clinched one of those berths,
yeah.
Dalvin Cook's going to be sitting.
Mm-hmm.
He may sit like the second half of 16 even.
Oh, yeah. And he may still get hurt because we know that's suspension in college and in pros. He gets hurt.
His leg may still helicopter off.
So now's a good time to get you Alexander Mattison, which is why we do this waiver wire part of our show. Curtis Samuel, he's another one. 4 catches on 6 targets, 70 yards and a touchdown in week 6. Samuel has 43 targets. And, oh, by the way, it's through 6 games, of course. And he also has 5 carries. So he runs the football as well. He's a solid number 2 option in the passing game, especially as long as Kyle Allen is the starting quarterback. Or even when Cam comes back, Curtis Samuel can be relied on as a number 3 wide receiver or as a flex for you. And another guy we talked about at the top of the show, Auden Tate. Since he can't run, hence, look at Joe Mixon's numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tate had 12 targets in week 6. And he's the only one that had double-digit targets in the whole game. On the whole team. He's owned in 57% of the CBS leagues. 34 targets over the last 4 games. They have the Jags and the Rams coming up next couple weeks. And, of course, they're going to be playing from behind all season long because of the Cincinnati Bengals. But get you Auden Tate because he's going to continue to rack up the targets.
Here's a stockpiling tip for you.
Yeah.
If you're a little light on tight end, maybe look at rookie Seals-Jones.
Are you cheating off my list?
Is that
very next up, rookie Seals-Jones,
yeah!
Tight end owning just 21% of CBS leagues, Jim. He has had a touchdown in at least 3 catches in 2 of the last 3 games. He is he's one of those guys you at least have to keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
He hasn't been putting up gaudy numbers.
No.
But if you just lost Will Disley,
yeah.
Fantasy owners.
Yeah, I sure did.
Rickey Seals-Jones could be a guy that could at least be an admirable fill-in for you if you did lose Will Disley, which is a tough loss.
Yeah. We were high on that Will Disley train.
Yes. It even started before, you know, he had the huge game against Arizona Cardinals, but it just continued on. Will Disley was, I mean, a nice solid target every week for Russell Wilson. It's a shame that he went out like that.
Yeah. Do you go back to Luke Wilson?
Give it a week.
Give it a week? Okay.
Let's see how this plays out. I almost wrote him down, but I wanted to wait a week to see how that was all going to shake out with Seattle in that situation. But I am going back to Josh Allen, who we said earlier in the season that the first 3 games, it's kind of the situation with Sam Darnold now, the first 3 games of the season with the matches he had, and there's no reason why he didn't have really good fantasy weeks, and he did. He's facing the 30th-ranked defense in the Miami Dolphins this week coming off a bye. He scored at least 19 fantasy points in 3 of the last 4 games. 77 fantasy points, Jim. This is interesting. In 2 games against the Miami Dolphins last year, he had 77 total fantasy points. And that team was horrendous on offense, were the Bills last year. Much better, much more balanced team this year, taking on Miami. And like I said, he put up some big-time points in 2 games last year against Miami fantasy-wise. And he's owned in 68% of CBS leagues. Josh Allen could be a nice... could be a nice quarterback for you to pick up and if you're streaming quarterbacks this season.
If you're looking for a new defense this week because your defense is on a bye week, do you look at the Saints defense? Because that Bears defense, the Bears offense anyway, I should
say.
Not exactly, you know, high octane.
After
the showing that they put on against Gardner, Beowulf, Minshew, and the Jacksonville Jaguars, might be a nice little pickup for you.
And normally, you know, normally it's tough to kind of gauge. If Drew Brees were playing, it's tough to gauge how the offense is going to be with the Saints. But we do know the defense has been playing pretty well this year. And, yes, the Bears have yet to get on track. Mm-hmm. Even they're playing at Soldier Field. Supposed to be a nice day out, so weather won't be a factor. So it's a good time for a dome team like New Orleans to come into town. And yes, I would definitely say to if you need to stream a defense for 1 week, the Saints might be a good one to go after.
Also, of course, look for the 49ers.
Oh, they're still out there. Why are they still out there?
Why are they still out there?
No doubt. I mean, somebody is starting a defense that should not be out there instead of the 49er right. defense. But right. yeah, you should pick them up immediately. If you're listening to our voices right now, and the Niners are out there as a free agent, yes, you definitely don't even think about it twice. Just click on accept, pick up.
Like, if you're for some reason still starting the Browns defense, which hasn't been bad.
No.
Go make that upgrade.
But they're in some bad situations because they keep turning the ball over.
Yeah.
Another guy that is not necessarily someone I would say to pick up because he's a horrible fantasy quarterback. But for a one-week flyer this week, Joe Flacco is not bad. He's only had one game so far this year, 17 points or more. But he's facing a Kansas City defense that has let three of the last four quarterbacks they faced score at least 20 fantasy points. Joe Flacco is only owned in 15% of CBS leagues for a reason. But for 1 week and 1 week only, here's a special guest appearance by a guy that won a Super Bowl early in his career. Joe Flacco. Yeah. For 1 week and 1 week only, and then you can cut him.
No guilt.
Because Uncle Craig said so. Start him this week against Kansas City, and then don't start him again the whole rest of the year unless he faces Kansas City again, which he does because they're in the same division.
Right. Here's somebody else to look at. Latavius Murray. From the
Yes. Alvin Kamara's battling an ankle injury.
Apparently hurt his knee last week against the Jags, too.
Well, he didn't practice all last week anyway. Yeah. So he already was dinged up. Murray had 79 yards, and he also had three catches, too, against the Jags. Not a good matchup against Chicago defense this week.
No.
But still worth the flyer as a flex.
Yeah. Yeah,
and monitor the situation with Kamara. Now, this has not been the same split that Kamara got when
Mark Ingram
was there. Murray hasn't really got the touches, but Kamara being dinged up, this changed the whole format. And going forward, Latavius Murray could pick up on some of those old Ingram times.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a good time to pick him up at least as a flex. And another kid, you saw him thrilled last night, Jamal Williams, 14 carries, 104 yards, four catches, five targets and a touchdown. As Aaron Jones struggled fumbling the football, will not keep you on the field, and they want to split this time. They want to split this time. They've been 1-2 all season long, but they're going to go with the hot hand. And if it's Jamal Williams, he's at least good as a flex every week because he's going to get 13, 14 carries, and he's only owned in 33% of the CBS league. So, again, Jamal Williams, at least a nice flex for you going into week 7.
Here's another award-winning Joe Flacco-type guy.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones against the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, because
Patrick Peterson's back off of his suspension,
so don't look at that side of the field.
Don't look at that side of the field.
Don't even throw to that side.
Feed it to Evan Engram
because he's gonna be on a mission.
Yeah,
he's gonna pick up on the interception pace.
Yeah, Danny Dimes to Evan Engram all day. Just
no doubt.
I'm making that plea right now too.
I have two other guys for the waiver wire. One is a guy we said just a few weeks ago he was unplayable. Under no circumstances should he be playing Dante Pettis. He's coming back from a knee injury. He was barely on the field. This has changed. As he's getting healthier, he's being on the field more, and Deebo Samuel's hurt. It's a favorable matchup this week at Washington with the Niners. He's worth a flyer. Now that he's on the field more, start him because somebody has to catch the football for the Niners, and it could be Dante Pettis starting this week, no doubt about it. And then a guy that I can also say the Jim and I told you so in this segment last week. He's a Pro Bowl tight end when he's healthy.
When he's
Hunter
healthy.
Henry is healthy. And we said it before last week to get you a Hunter Henry. And now we can also say we told you so. We are screaming this. He had 8 catches, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. Screaming to pick up Hunter Henry if he's in your waiver wire right now.
Like, that was the one thing that worked for the Chargers.
Yes. He's owned in 67% of CBS leagues. He should be owned in 99% of CBS leagues. Get you a Hunter Henry. Trust us. He will pay dividends as long as he stays healthy. This is week 2 that we are featuring the Hunter Henry pickup show.
That's right.
Along with Sam Darnold, because we already mentioned who all he plays over the next 2 months. Next 2 months, Sam Darnold.
That murderer's row.
Oh, man. We have made it to the 2-minute warning. We will challenge each other on matchups, and we'll do it in a short period of time. It's going to be full, potentially, Jim.
Maybe. I haven't seen your list.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We'll see how this goes. 2-minute warning. First up for you, my friend, okay. Derek Carr at Green Bay or Teddy Bridgewater at Chicago?
I like Teddy Bridgewater at Chicago.
Teddy on the road, huh?
Yeah.
Now, again, we mentioned this just a minute ago. Is that normally you kind of, if Drew Brees were playing, you feel a little queasy just a little bit about him playing on the road, but Teddy is steady.
Yeah.
Teddy outdoors, out there, indoors.
Man. Teddy can play.
Teddy.
Doesn't matter.
Teddy, he's.
Like, if it was going to be a terrible day weather-wise in Chicago,
yeah.
I'm probably going the other way. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, it's going to be nice.
It's going to be a nice fall Chicago day.
So Teddy love.
So,
huh?
Teddy
love. We trust.
Teddy we trust.
All right, buddy. What you got?
Sam Darnold at New England.
Mm-hmm.
Or Matt Stafford at home against Minnesota?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with Matt only because this one of the last bad matchups for Sam Darnold for a while.
Yeah.
And Matt has to face the Vikings twice a year, so he knows the players that are out there.
Yeah.
Will he have a great day? Probably not. But he's used to having the most attempts in the league or top 3 in attempts in the league. He's used to throwing it all over the field. And Kerryon Johnson has done fairly well, kind of balancing out a little bit of what the Lions do. So I'm going to say Matt Stafford just for this week.
Okay.
All right. For you, Derrick Henry, who was one of my kills this week that I didn't get to mention. He's taking on the Chargers or Melvin Gordon on the same field against the Titans.
Ooh. Melvin Gordon. Just because I don't see him having back-to-back games like he had last week.
I think so. And he also catches the football. So
he can also catch the football,
Derek
too.
I'll go with you on that one.
So,
all right, what you got, buddy?
Josh Jacobs at Green Bay for the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kerryon Johnson at home against the Vikings.
Josh Jacobs has no threat. I mean, let's carry on Johnson. But the offense goes through Josh Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's a tough matchup for him, I'm going to run with Jacobs because he's coming off a bye. He's got fresh legs. I'm taking Josh in that one.
Okay.
For you, buddy, Carlos Hyde at Colts. I know you love you some Carlos Hyde. Or Damian Williams at Broncos. Yeah.
Mm.
That's supposed to be easy.
Yeah, that... Andy Reid is dead set on having a committee, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Damian Williams, you got Shady. Oh, man.
Clock's still gonna tick.
Yeah, I know. I go with the first choice here.
Carlos Hyde. You forgot that quick.
Yeah, I did. I was like, ooh. That committee is spellbinding.
Yeah, I know. What you got, brother?
T.Y. Hilton against the Texans in Indy.
Coming off a bye.
Or
yeah.
Devontae Adams at home against Oakland.
See, I wish we knew more about whether Devontae was going to play.
Yeah.
Now, he has been talking smack. Did you see what he said on...
I did not, no.
To the point that if you don't believe that the Packers have the number one running back tandem in the league, then you're smoking meth. He said that today. I like guys talking smack, yeah, but not usually from the injury room. You have a debilitating turf toe injury.
That said, I mean, it's not like he's saying it about himself.
Yeah.
You know, if I was out there, we'd be...
No, he's talking about...
No, he's talking about his running backs.
Yeah. I'm going to go with T.Y.
Okay.
I'll go with T.Y. I would take Adams if I knew we were going to play, but right. Still up in the air. But he's still talking trash, which I kind of like.
Yeah, I do too. He's still keeping... He's not going to let us forget about him.
Yeah, no.
This whole
I'm still here.
Spell. Yeah, he's still here.
All right, buddy. One more for you.
Okay.
Auden Tate at home versus Jacksonville, or Marvin Jones at home against the Vikings?
I'll go with Tate.
Tate, huh?
Yeah.
You know he's going to get a lot of targets.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd ride with you on that one.
And I
do like Marvin Jones.
I like Marvin Jones too, but I mean.
But Auden Tate's going to get all the. He doubled up everybody on the team.
Yeah.
In targets.
Yeah, I mean.
Last week.
He's obviously the guy in Cincinnati right now.
Because he can't run the football.
Yeah.
So. Oh, man.
All right. One more.
Let's do it.
Evan Engram at home against the Cardinals for the Giants.
Yeah.
Or Mark Andrews in Seattle.
Mark's been dinged up.
Yeah.
Of course, here's our number one rule most of the season.
Yep.
Start any tight end against the Cardinals defense.
Yep.
And I'm starting Evan Engram against the Cardinals defense. This is the no-brainer of no-brainers. Oh, yeah. So definitely nice matchup for a tight end to get back on track with Daniel Jones throwing in the football and making sure he does not throw to Patrick Peterson.
Right.
An angry Patrick Peterson. Six games of the season.
Coming off of suspension.
No doubt.
But yeah, I mean, the Giants could start Mark Bavaro at tight end for crying out loud.
Yes.
And they're still going to have a great game for him.
No doubt. No doubt. It's going to be a fun one. And that's how we wrap it up for this week and this episode of Roster Doctors. We appreciate WSBT letting us come on and do this here for you. You can always follow us on Twitter. Ask us questions right up until kickoff on Twitter at Roster Docs WSBT. And have yourself a great week 7. We will catch up with you week 8. Man, this is flying by, Joe.
Unbelievable.
Loving it, though. Still can't take another 1-point loss. My heart can't take it.
I don't mind dishing out 3-point losses to other teams. I can't take them, though.
No. Good luck to you guys in week 7. We will talk to you soon.